Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago homebuyers are increasingly backing out of deals, and our guest today is seeing it firsthand. Joining us to discuss is Mario Greco, founder of the MG Group at Compass in Chicago. Mario, thank you for joining us today. And it seems like a lot of homebuyers, they come down with a case of cold feet, and it seems like they're concerned about the economy, and that's why they're walking away from some prospective home sales.
Thanks for having me. Yes, that is absolutely true. The uncertainty that is being introduced by economic policy as well as world geopolitical gyrations is making buyers really think twice about moving forward, especially after they realize that they're paying top dollar.
Now, what's interesting is you talk about of the 60 deals that you and your team brokered, a dozen collapsed when buyers walked away. And the common thread is that these were transactions that were under $300,000. So it sounds like we're talking about homeowners with real price sensitivity.
Yeah, absolutely. And on top of that, generally first-time home buyers who are likely early in their professional career and are also worried about whether they're going to have a job. There's been a lot of job hugging, as it's been called, as well as fear of AI replacing these entry-level jobs. So these first-time buyers, after thinking about it, maybe talking to their parents or seeing family over the Labor Day weekend or whatever it is, think twice and then pull up.
Now, I'd imagine you could also empathize, though, with being a first-time home buyer, because that's the biggest financial transaction you've made in your life up to that point, and it could potentially be the biggest financial transaction in your life. So if you're talking about even a $300,000 deal, if this is the first time you've entered into such an arrangement, you can understand the trepidation.
Oh, absolutely. I think you also see similar trepidation with someone who's maybe bought three or four or five times, because economic uncertainty affects everybody. And the older buyer who's maybe spending more money can ill afford a mistake late in life, just like a first-time buyer doesn't want to make a bad mistake starting out.
What's interesting is that how does this time of uncertainty, how does it stack up to, say, March or April of 2020, because back then it seemed like the economy was entering into a Great Depression type state. And then 6 or 7 weeks later, the real estate market in Chicago and across the country just took off and stayed there. So how does this stack up to other kind of periods of uncertainty?
So this one, much like Chicago winters, is sort of lingering. It is sort of a slow roll, whereas back in March of April of 2020, I remember, I think I lost 10 or 12 deals in a day because the cataclysmic sort of feeling was really out there. Now it's more of a kind of a something in the back of people's minds. It's more of a like a rumble. It's more of a cautionary situation. But it is similar in that there is definitely some pullback on buyers' eagerness to move forward.
Mario Greco, founder of the MG Group at Compass, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour and sharing your insights on the real estate market. Still ahead in Technology Thursday, AI trading tools might not be as effective as many investors think.